Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number three. So this new moon is highlighting the energy for you all of the 10-1. And really it's the one energy, right, that's coming through. But that 10 is also significant because the 10, the zero within that 10, brings in sort of a clean slate, sort of fresh eyes, a new beginning, a new perspective, right, which is all kind of one energy as well. But that zero energy really highlights that this is a clean slate in some area, that you have full creative authority over whatever this is, and you can create whatever it is that you want to create. And this can be in any area of life. So it's kind of like you're getting a new lease on whatever area of your life this is falling under, where you are the magician and you get to create the magic, and that's going to be up to you. And it's got to be something that's true to you, authentically yours, and coming from your own ingenuity, being one energy that you're working with. So you could find at this time that you feel really driven to create something that feels truly yours. And that can quite literally be, you know, offspring, right? Like having a baby, or making plans to do so. But it can also be a creative project that you'll birth, right? Like, so to speak, metaphorically speaking. But there's definitely here a lot about the sense of being driven, right? Like feeling like pushed to go after whatever it is that you want to go after, build whatever it is that you want to build, while maintaining sort of, again, your own unique vision. This is going to be something, whatever you start under this energy, that, again, you can't lose sight of your vision. If you lose sight of your vision and your creativity around this vision, it's no longer yours, so to speak. It might still have your name on it, but it's no longer yours energetically. And so there's definitely a call here to just make sure whatever you're putting out into the world, whatever it is that you're moving towards creating, whatever you feel called to build, that you're not giving that up to easily to others to sort of manipulate and do what they want with it. This is something where it needs to be your egg and you're nurturing it to see it grow. The other thing that's interesting, so you've got sloth energy that you're working with also, and it's interesting because one energy is very fast-paced, action-oriented, sort of see it, want it, gonna get it type of energy, and kind of making it happen, right? And there's also a lot about like identity as well, right? Like making sure that it's true to self. But it's interesting because one energy can also be very impulsive. There's this impulsivity to this energy that, again, I see it, I want it, it's mine, I'm going for it. And there's not a lot of time for thinking it through or coming up with a strategy. I mean, there is time for that, but we don't feel it, right? We're in that intensity of the moment. So with sloth coming through, that just sort of reiterates to me that there's whatever this is, you have to take your time with it, have a strategy, have, you know, keep your why in place so that you can keep coming back to that, so that you don't sort of, you know, with one energy, it can be very combustible. Like the fuel is there, like everything is perfect for this huge explosion, right? This huge explosion of energy. But if we use up all that energy at once, then we run out of steam and, you know, sort of lose our why, so to speak. So with sloth coming through, coupled with this one energy, there's definitely something here where you're meant to pace yourself, slow it down, you know, take your time. It doesn't need to be rushed. This is not something you're meant to rush. This is meant to be something that is maybe a passion project or something that feels very close to your heart and is very true to you, but is not impulsive. It's not rushed through to get to the end, to see it to completion. There's definitely here something here around waiting until the time is right, having a strategy and having some kind of a plan, right? As well as checking in with yourself along the way to make sure that it still feels good, that it's still your egg, that you're still building on that greater vision that was yours to begin with, if that makes sense. So beautiful energy here, threes. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.